Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Walk Your Talk with Leanne here on Life Coach Radio Network. Do you believe it? It is April the 2nd, 2015, and here we are jumping into a new month. And for many of you, you are winding up a school year, and boy, have we got a show for you today. I'm going to be introducing you to a friend of mine, an amazing coach and woman, Myra Simon. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about her in a moment, but I did want to let all of our listeners know you are at the right time and the right place if you want to hear more about the top five ways to maximize your college ROI. So again, I am Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk Coach with Legacy Now Live. And for those of you who have been listening to me for, golly, over a year now, I welcome you back. Our new listeners today, I warmly, warmly invite you into the fold here at Life Coach Radio Network. I am one of over 40 coaches that have been a part of Life Coach Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. We have three different channels here on the network that come to you each and every day with programming to inspire and encourage you. And oftentimes, we're going to challenge you and challenge ourselves at the same time as we come to you live. So I come to you live two times per month on my show, Walk Your Talk with Leanne. We go live on the first and third Thursday of every month. Every now and again, I get a bonus opportunity to spend some time with other coaches on the Life Coach Chat channel or International Life Coach Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. So for those of you who have been following me for a while, you know that I am passionate about serving the tapestry of adoption. And I just had the pleasure of spending a week in Boston and Cambridge area speaking at the American Adoption Congress International Convention. I was invited to provide a workshop at the AAC conference in Boston this past week. And I'm so delighted to share how amazing the connections that I was allowed to make and privileged to hear the stories of those whose lives have been impacted by adoption and are really trying to navigate the complexities that the adoption tapestry can hold for each one of us. I loved Boston, so for those of you who are from the Boston area, I just want to say kudos to your town. I also want to give a big kudos shout out to the AAC's planning committee, the board, and the warm welcome that they gave me. It was my second year at the conference, and I'm so looking forward to next year when it was announced that the AAC conference will be held kind of in my front yard, and that is going to be in Denver, Colorado, the end of March next year. So stay tuned for more information about that. The other shout out that I want to give, just because I am the Walk Your Talk coach and I love it when I see an organization or a person walking their talk in a very real area. So big shout out to the Hyatt in Cambridge. There was a little bit of a mix up the night that I got in at 1 a.m. or the morning of 1 a.m. into the hotel with my hotel room. And the staff there was absolutely amazing. They treated me with goodies hand-delivered to my door as an apology. They owned their junk. They made it right, and they made my stay absolutely incredible. So I just had to give a shout-out to the Hyatt and the AAC for just a moment. Now, without any further ado, I want to invite our listeners, if you have a desire to call in and chat with myself, Leanne, or Myra, the College Guru Coach, I want to invite you in to call at 646-716-6400. 9397, and I can bring you into the queue and answer any questions that you might have for Myra or myself. So I am super delighted to introduce my listeners to this beautiful woman that I have come to know and respect. Her name is Myra Simon. And ladies and gentlemen, this gal walks her talk. I had the privilege of meeting Myra, golly, a couple of years ago, maybe almost 3 years ago now, as I was embarking on getting my professional certification as a certified coach. Myra was my admissions coach at the coaching school that I highly esteem, and that is the Institute of Professional Excellence in Coaching. She is a professionally trained coach as well from IPEC. She's also an independent educational consultant who specializes in helping high school students to go through that insurmountable thing that we call college planning, preparation, and application. You know, looking at that application process can be overwhelming for many. And Myra steps in and helps them to feel excited and confident that they have everything that they need to make the best college choice and take the direction that will suit them and their desired plans. Her coach training provides a unique foundation that helps students to explore their talents, strengths, and passions, to discover their purpose, and to use that to develop their vision for the future, and really to design a path. And, you know, I have to say a big kudos out to IPEC and to Myra right now, because Myra did all of those things that I just spoke to you about here on this radio program for me when I spoke with her the very first time. She helped me navigate that pathway to uncover more of my values and where I wanted to see my coaching relationships go. And so without any further ado, welcome Myra to Walk Your Talk with Leanne.
Oh my gosh, Leanne. I can't even tell you. I feel like I'm a mixture of like honor, gratitude, proud mom. I mean, seriously, I remember when I first met you, and I know I've told you this, that you are amazing. I know your listeners already know that. And the reason you're so amazing is because you absolutely are one of the most authentic, most integrity-filled, most walk-your-talk people I've ever met, filled with this incredible passion. And it was like, how amazing is it for me to be a guest on your show of all this that you've created and more? I'm just like, there are no words.
Okay, we can hang up now. I have chill bumps from head to toe, and wow, thank you for that beautiful piece. And you know, Myra, when I think of you, and I know my listeners will enjoy your very warm laughter, and I can see your smiles through the miles right now. You know, we are not in the same room. I get asked that a lot, Myra. Are you in the same room as your radio guests? And oftentimes, I am not. I am very privileged to be here in Los Alamos, New Mexico, and share with us, Myra, where are you on this radio program from in our studio?
So I am very privileged, Leanne, to be in another beautiful place. Los Alamos is gorgeous in New Mexico. I am in San Diego, California, in a community called Encinitas, which is North County, San Diego, and equally beautiful here. Now, I have to tell you, if we were talking in February, I may not have been as authentic in gushing about where I am, because your listeners could be knee-deep in snow, but it's spring now, and hopefully everyone's enjoying gorgeous weather, so I can authentically tell you that I'm in San Diego.
I love that. You know, and to my Boston friends, I was so full of real respect for you when I entered Boston last week, and I saw the remnants of snow. For lack of better words, the amount was amazing. I toured the whole city, Myra, on foot, and I got to see the ins and outs of everything, and I took a photo. I'll have to post it later on social media, but I took a photo of these park benches that still had about 6 feet, maybe 4 to 6 feet of snow on top of it. It was completely cracked in half, and I thought, wow, to be living under that kind of snow for most of the winter. So I stand in agreement with you. We can all celebrate now, because I know even Boston snow is
almost melted. So we can cheer for our, ooh, dare we say, 300 days of sunshine a year out here in the West.
I know. And I almost like hesitate to talk about it because I don't want people to hang up on us because there's so much great stuff that we're going to talk about. But yeah, no, tremendous respect and kudos to all of my friends all across the country. And, you know, I'm from Chicago, so I definitely know snow. And, you know what? Here's what's so amazing, though. Everywhere you live, anywhere you live, isn't it all about, like, living where you feel you can most walk your talk and you've got, like, this incredible support team around you? That will melt any snow, don't you think?
Ooh, I love that. It's so true. You know, we had the privilege at the Hyatt. I love that you brought that up, Myra, because I got a free shuttle service from the Hyatt to different locations like Harvard Square or over onto the Boston side so I could do the walking tour of the Freedom Trail like I wanted to. And the man that was driving the shuttle one day, I had a beautiful conversation with him. And he had this very rich, very authentic Boston accent that I just totally loved. He told me I had to start dropping my R's, you know, and say lobster, not lobster type thing. You know, he was just very native, very wonderful, very beautiful man. And I asked him, have you always lived here? And he looked right at me and he said, is there any other place on earth to live than Boston? And I thought, how amazing was that? How committed he is, not only to be an ambassador for his city, right? Giving these tours or, you know, driving this little shuttle bus, but to be able to turn to me and say that a tourist who was about ready to embark and step foot into his city to truly enjoy it, he set me off on a lovely adventure just by the words that he shared with me and the intention that he set. So I loved that. And I love how you just set that intention even for our show today as we chat about, holy smokes, in your words, I'm freaking out. Here we go. We are going to talk about ROI in our college experiences and how to gain that. And the intention that I want to set for our listeners, Myra, is that they walk away with some value, that some of the angst goes away, whether they've got kiddos in elementary school, middle school, high school, whether they're going to be launching somebody off to college here this coming fall, that we've got some different strategies and background information to share with you today. Really, you want to grab a paper and some pen and get ready to take some notes because, ladies and gentlemen, Myra's got this thing going on. She's got some great tips and strategies for us here. So, Myra, before we start, that's kind of my intention. I would love to hear your intention for our radio program today.
Well, I love that intention. I feel like that really is it right there. You know, here's what we know, Leanne, as coaches, okay? What we know is that the fear and the stress and the overwhelm sets in when we don't know what we don't know, right? So what happens is that gap of what we don't know gets filled up with either all the stuff that everybody else is telling us, you know, oh my gosh, you must do this. Oh my gosh, if you don't get into this college, you know, your life is over. Oh my gosh. Or our own fears or, you know, our own thoughts. And so one of my many purposes in choosing to work in this area is to be a source of knowledge and resource and information for people so they can start figuring out what it is that they want to know and be able to, as you said, create the path that works perfectly for them.
Ooh, you just said something, Myra, that just really piqued my interest and really, oh my goodness. Helping people figure out what they want to know. Can you talk a little bit more about that? Let's just really dive into this because that's a very important sentence, I have a feeling, in where we're going to go on our radio program today.
Absolutely. So, you know what? I think helping them figure out what they want to know really, to your point in the beginning, starts with why. You know, it starts with the why. And it was so fascinating. I was able to speak at a middle school a couple of weeks ago, And, you know, people will ask me, when is too soon to start, or when should I start thinking about this? And, you know, it depends on how you think about it and what your thoughts are and what the goals are of uncovering the information. Because, you know, there's all these stories of about, you know, starting at preschool, of getting into the best school and the right school and things like that. So, you know, no path is good or bad, right or wrong. It's whatever works best, right? At the same time, it really is about continuing to stay focused on the why, and then the rest will all fall into place. The how and the what will fall into place. And we know this as coaches. That's number one. Number two, the other part of it is that, you know, your listeners probably have heard of Simon Sinek. I'm like a huge fan of his. He's done TED Talks and he's written a book. And, you know, even in corporate and in businesses and institutions, you know, his thing is that the successful businesses start with why, and then their what and their how is centered around that. And a great example, I'm toying going off on a tangent, but a great example is Apple. You know, Apple didn't go out to say, I want to make the best computer, or I want to be a leader in the industry in terms of creating all these things in our lives, you know, the iPod, the iPad, all these. Instead, what they said is, I want regular people to be able to experience, you know, working on computers. I want this to be available to everyone. I want to be able to do this differently. You know, their missions were much more about their why and their inner passion and purpose. And then the how and the what came about. And it just so happened that they're the leaders in the industry. So that's a long answer, but to me, it all starts with why.
You know, I love that, because we all know, and we've heard over the years, I know I did as I was growing up, I spoke it to my children, I hear about it when I go out in our communities, but it says, you know, we've all been told college is good for us, or continuing ed at some level, whether it be a trade school, coaching school, right? But some form of higher education is great for us, including a college degree. We hear a lot, you need to go to college. You must go to college. If you don't go to college, you're going to be left behind in terms of career opportunities. We have to say lifetime earnings, right? Mm-hmm. Since we're talking about ROI mm-hmm. in different avenues. You know, there's a lot to be said. It's not a bunch of hype. You know, I looked up a statistic that those who have earned a typical bachelor's degree can earn about 66% more during a 40-year working life than a typical high school graduate over the same 40 year. And so if that's the statistic, there we go, it's pretty important then how you spoke about having a focus on the why. If we lose sight of that why, how easy is it for us to get derailed in the overwhelm and in the stress of trying to make all of these decisions that are right before us?
Absolutely. You know, and then the other part of it is, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about the ROI, creating an ROI for college. And, you know, that's a big thing in terms of financial. So, for example, when we talk about maximizing the ROI of your child's college experience, one of the first things that are going to come to mind is, okay, so how can they get the most out of that experience for their money? And how can they do it in a way that, you know, doesn't incur tons and tons of debt? How do they end up graduating from there without $50,000 or $60,000 of debt? Or, you know, you might also think about, how can you do it so that you can do it in 4 to 5 years as opposed to 6 or 7 years? Or how can you do it in a way so that you don't transfer to 3 or 4 different colleges when you're in college already, trying to figure out which one is the right one for you? All of those things tend to incur greater costs and greater debt. And so a lot of that is, by starting with the why, you're able to enter college with much more clarity and much more focus and understanding how that's going to expand on creating opportunities for you and help from that standpoint as well. You know, I when you talk about statistics, I was doing some research as well, and the 2012 graduation rate for first-time full-time undergraduate students who began their pursuit of a bachelor's degree at a four-year institution in fall 2006 was 59%. 59% of them graduated in 4 years. Okay, so, and that was considered great. Completion is now calculated within 6 years. No longer is completing college in 4 years even considered a possibility when they're talking about the, you know, educational, the U.S. Department of Education. I mean, that blew my mind when I heard that. Mm-hmm. So that's why I really started to work backwards on, okay, what are things we can do even before that, leading up to college? So once you're there, you really maximize your experience.
Oh, I love that. Holy cow. I mean, if those statistics stand firm, and I really believe they are because I see evidence of that all across the community in which I live as well as the world. So if we're going to be there for a 4 to 6 year period of time potentially, we better know our who and why we're there, or that's a long time to spend spinning our wheels and not getting as much value personally, professionally, emotionally, spiritually, as we could. So I love that you brought that up. I just think that's so powerful. So what can students do right here and now, Myra? How can parents, including, because I have students that listen in as well as adults, what are some steps that we can take right now to start laying that foundational blueprint to get us ready for what's next?
Well, Leanne, it's so fun. I decided to use an educational acronym to talk about it. And I came up with how to get a BS, and this is no BS, by the way, but a BS in why, okay? So this is basically what students can do and or how parents can encourage their children. So the first step is be an explorer throughout high school. Really go through high school gathering clues and evidence to help you figure out more about what you love, what your passions are, what your interests are, what your talents are. You know, that was one of the things that I talked about with these middle schoolers was, you know, to really be an evidence gatherer, you know, a CSI, an explorer, that the more you experience throughout high school, the more clues you're going to get to help you to piece together the big picture of not just what you want to do, but why you want to do it.
Ooh, that's powerful. You know, I've got a couple of kiddos now who are college grads. They're out on their own, married. And I'm thinking about reflecting back as you share that about their high school experience. And my oldest is a boy. His name is Jacob. And Jacob started playing baseball in high school, something new he had never done, but decided, hey, I want to learn that. So that's an example, because I think we can look back and say, well, I've always done this, therefore I will continue it into high school. But how powerful is it to explore new options? My daughter learned to play the flute, and that was something different for her. She had done piano in the past. So super cool. I love that you brought that up, because there's so many opportunities out there, isn't there, Myra, for us to explore, and we think we know exactly what we want. Boy, at 16 or 17, don't we think we know a lot? And so, but there is so much more, and I really appreciate that phrase that you gave us about being an explorer, figuring out more about what you love. Because, you know, I often tell people, when you have work that you love, when you have a career that you love, you don't work a day in your life. And so that's kind of how I feel. I've been very fortunate in my adult life to really step into and do exactly what I was born to do every day. And had I not had some of those experiences and pursued my passions, perhaps that may never would have happened. So thank you for that beautiful B in your acronym.
You're very welcome. And, you know, and it's interesting because being an explorer can also be paying attention, observing not just the things you love, what your passions are and what your interests are, also observing how you want to integrate that into the future. And I'll tell you a really quick story before I get to the S. You know, I was working with a student recently who is an extremely talented artist, okay? And so one might assume, because that's what she's done ever since she was in middle school and high school, that that's what she was going to be, that her passion would automatically translate into a profession. Well, guess what? After working together with her for a couple of weeks, it became really clear that it was important to her to keep her passion as her passion. And while she definitely wanted to have that be part of who she was and part of her exploration, that her opportunity was, how do I integrate this into different ways? And how do I choose colleges that will help me to do that? So, for example, that's a very feels like a very small part or very small question, which ended up in a very huge part of her choices. So instead of maybe choosing a college where she would get a bachelor in fine arts and major in art, she's looking for a college with a much broader base where she can get a BA and utilize art in other areas. For example, she's looking into possibly art therapy.
Wow. And so I really hear you saying that ability that, you know, somebody is going to seek you out, Myra, as this college kind of direction coach, so they are able to weave their passions into their decisions, because that's a really important thread. Because if the passion's not there, perhaps the purpose, the mission, the drive, the momentum and motivation could die out rather quickly. What do you think?
Absolutely. 100%. Die out, burn out. Yeah, absolutely. That's an amazing observation, and that's 100% right on.
All right. Well, let's jump into the S in your acronym. And then after that, we're going to take a little break, because we're going to, do you believe we're almost at the bottom of the hour? Can't we leave
it? I can't.
I know. This is tremendous value that you're giving us, Myra. So let's jump into the S. Share with us.
Okay, so the S is start from the foundation of who you are now, not who you will be later. So I'm taking that quote directly from an interview with Frank Brunei that he did with Katie Couric recently on his book that just came out. And what I mean by that is work on finding and developing your brand, who you are, and then choosing colleges that help you to further develop and expand on that brand. Because what that does, it takes the pressure off the school being the brand. Like, I must get into Harvard or I won't succeed. Or UC Berkeley is the only place I can build a successful law career. If you build your brand first, it will increase your opportunities and your possibilities from there.
Well, I love that. And so when somebody seeks out Myra, Coach Myra, to help them navigate this, how do you help them build their brand?
You know, I help them build their brand in a couple of different ways. And the first thing is, to your point, really thinking about experiences in their life that maybe they have had happen and think about in isolated ways. But we know as coaches, everything's connected, right? So it's using different tools and skills to help them to recognize different moments in their life, different situations, different things that have happened to them, and then helping them to connect the dots in a way that give them recognition of, oh yeah, this is absolutely who I am. You know, another thing is talking to them about, you know, not just how you see yourself, but even having them interview others to say, how do you see me? Where do you see my strengths are? You know, where do you feel I'm unique? And it's literally a combination of a couple of different exercises so that we put that together so that they literally position themselves as, here's who I am and here's my brand. And, oh, my gosh, the other reason that this is really important and where this comes into play in so many different aspects of the college planning process is, you know, so much of it is out of our control. You know, GPA, yes, and test scores and all that, and you just submit that. But the opportunity to write the essay, the opportunity to get letters of recommendation, the opportunity to get interviews, that's where you're really able to fill in the colors and really tell the overall story. So the more that the student, the more that the child understands their brand and who they are and how to convey that, then that helps the colleges be able to determine and decide, yes, I want that brand. Yes, that's the person who, you know, that's the person that will complete this class. It really is on any given day, on any given year, the same person can get into one college one year and another college the next year, depending on what they're looking for. So the more easily definable you are and the easier that people can tell who you are and you're able to convey that, then the more opportunity that you have of being able to match up with a different college, because they can really see that with more clarity.
Oh, wow. You've just painted this beautiful picture for us. Myra, that was absolutely spectacular. And, you know, if I was looking at, because I'm sure colleges get a myriad of applications every year, and some of them are more selected or selective, like Harvard or Boston College or, you know, all of these different places, UC Berkeley, you name it, right? They're all going to get a myriad. And what sets you apart? Why should they choose you? Why? And it could be a scholarship opportunity. So the more you know your who and are able to communicate that, the better picture they get, and perhaps more opportunities will come your way because of that clarity.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I know we have to break, but the scholarship thing is a great thing too, because it impacts that as well, because the more you're able to then apply for different types of scholarships and find different scholarships that match up with your interests, the more that you know what those are and can really communicate that.
Oh yeah, then you're not wading through thousands of them and sending out needless ones that really don't match your brand.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning who you are as an individual. Oh, I love that, Myra. Well, let's take a break. On that note, we're going to jump into the why portion of your BSY when we come back here after our quick commercial break. I am so grateful to be able to share the air with Myra Simon. She is a college and career coach, fabulous woman. So you have been very privileged to hear, and we will hear more from Myra in the second half of our hour. I want to share with you real briefly here about some upcoming shows that we have here on Life Coach Radio Network. Tomorrow at 12 p.m., please join in with Coach Nika Annan as she talks about creating your bliss. Also on the 4th of April, you can join Nisha Avery, and she's going to talk about building self-confidence at 1 p.m. And then on April the 5th, please join my fellow colleague, Mark Shaw. He is a life and business coach, and he has a program that he's been doing here on Life Coach Radio Network titled Mark My Words. So I invite you warmly to join each of my colleagues on their programming. There is a whole list of our radio programs and the different coaches that you can learn and experience here at Life Coach Radio Network on our specific webpage, and it is called Life Coach Radio Network. com. So I encourage you to jump over there as well to find out more about our coaches. So I am really enjoying my time today with Myra Simon. She is a lovely coach and a dear friend. I had the privilege of meeting Myra live when I was out in LA assisting with some coach training. I was a volunteer in the program, and she happened to be there that day. And I was able to get an in-person hug and smile from this lovely lady that I have learned to appreciate and admire over the last almost 3 years in our coaching relationships. And I wanted to come on today to introduce you to the concept of really preparing yourself for a college experience or a higher education experience, why that's important to prepare yourself, how you go about doing it, and what some of the benefits and results are if you lay down this real beautiful foundation that we're talking about here today. So welcome back, Myra, to Walk Your Talk with Leanne here on Life Coach Radio Network.
Thank you, Leanne. This is so much fun. I can't believe we're already halfway over. This is awesome.
It is awesome. It is so much fun, and thank you again for being here. So, you know, we have talked about being an explorer for those who are just tuning in. Being an explorer throughout high school and middle school, setting yourself up to design your life, figure out more about what your passions are, what your loves are, what your values are, your interests, your unique talents that you were created with. Nobody else is just like you. So being able to explore that, Myra introduced us to that concept. Also, she introduced us to the starting from the foundation of who you are now and not who you will be later, but really developing our brand as a person, acknowledging it and owning it, and then being able to communicate that in a real clear way so opportunities that you couldn't even imagine may be available for you. And so, Myra, lead us into the why. Why do we want to do these things? Why is it important?
So here's the why part, and the W of the why is similar to being an explorer, but it's actually really going out there, and it's wading into new territory and experiences, okay? What I've often seen is that in high school, the path tends to be defined by I must do this, I must do this community service, or I must take these classes, you know, that these are the things that I need to do or I should do in order to get here. And, you know, that's very limiting. And what that ends up doing is, you know, you focus on maybe, again, getting ahead of yourself, the one or two or three colleges that I must get into, and so these are the things I need to do for those, which really and truly, you know, as we talked about before the break, we don't know. You know, every year it's going to be different, really, depending on what the college is looking for. So wading into new territory and experiences, high school is a great time to try new things. You know, you don't know what you don't know. So the more you become exposed to and learning about different things, the more choices you have for colleges that will help you to expand on that. So many different examples of the students that I've worked with. That, you know, one student comes to mind, wonderful guy. He literally was not sure really what he wanted to be or what he wanted to do, and, you know, and he wasn't too worried about it, which was actually quite awesome. And so he just, every time he was able to take elective classes throughout high school, he did. You know, he would take a different one. Well, in his junior year, he took a class on Introduction to Kinesiology. And oh my gosh, it was like the light bulb went off. He didn't even know there was such a thing, okay? And what was so wonderful about it is that this guy was great at sports. He loved playing sports. He loved everything about sports. He was a good athlete, not an incredible athlete. You know, this was not going to be like a scholarship kid type of thing, but when he took the class in kinesiology, it was like everything came together for him. He's like, oh my gosh, you know. Oh, and he also was interested in becoming a doctor, right? He was also interested in medicine. But one of the things that kept him from that was he didn't love blood. And he also didn't want to go to school for, you know, 15 years. So here is this opportunity to learn about this new thing. And he's like, oh my gosh, it's medical related and there's not real blood. And I don't have to go to school for 5,000 years and I can work with athletes. And it's like we were talking about before, all the different pieces sort of came together. And sure enough, you know, he's a junior now in college majoring in kinesiology. So many different stories like that, but that one just came to my head right then when I said that.
Oh, that is so encouraging, because we never know. I often tell people we never know what's right around the next corner, and every experience builds on a past experience and provides opportunities for the next experience. It's kind of like this launching board. And it's just, that was such a beautiful picture of that. Thank you for sharing that, Myra. You know, I want to give a shout out right now. You know, thinking about the different kiddos that I have known throughout the years, friends of my children that have journeyed and experimented with a lot of different career opportunities and classes. It really did give them a huge introduction to what is out there, what is more, because we get so stuck, don't we, Myra, in this place of, well, this is what I've always been told I was good at, therefore I guess that's where I should go, or my parents did this and this is the avenue they want me to travel, when in actuality, part of that developing that brand and wading into that territory of new experiences gives them an opportunity, like you said, to experience what they don't even know yet. How cool is that? I mean, just like my daughter taught a dance class when we moved here to Los Alamos. We moved during her high school years. And, you know, she kind of jumped in and said, well, I think I want to teach dance. And let's see what happens if I do that. She found she absolutely loved it. And just the other day when I was helping her move to Phoenix, she said, Mom, you know, looking back on that, I would love to get back into teaching dance again someday. You know, I really enjoyed that time in my high school experience. And I thought, wow, Sarah, cool for that. Had she not experienced that, would she even know that later in her life? Just like what you shared earlier, Myra, when you said not getting wrapped up in who you are going to be later, because being present in the now and celebrating the opportunities that are right in front of you can just be huge in this journey that we're taking.
Absolutely. And, you know, back to the maximizing the ROI, that's where you actually have the opportunity to do that, because he was absolutely open. He was present. He was expanding and learning different things. He was paying attention to what he was doing in high school, but also wading into new territory. And that just really exponentially created the opportunity for him to maximize his college ROI, to apply to schools that had that major, to know that that's what he was interested in, to once he started school, to be able to, you know what his path was, and also to have a plan, which actually perfectly segues into the H of the Y.
Mm-hmm. Yep, let's go right there. This is so powerful, and kudos to that young man, and kudos to you for providing him that for all that. I love it.
I know, I loved it. And that's the H part, Leanne, is have a plan. So, you know, I just wanted the listeners to also know that while there's a lot of exploring and who and paying attention, that there's also, you know, there's the tangible part of it too, right? And so the H part is have a plan. You know what you need to do and when you need to do that. It's like we talked about in the beginning, get the information and the knowledge up front. You know, so that it takes away the unknown and the stress and the fear, and that you know you're doing the things that you need to do when you need to do them. It just makes the overall process less stressful and more fun, and then you have something you can refer to. And, you know, having a plan can just be as simple as knowing that you want to take the pre-SAT, you know, and knowing that you want to maybe take the SAT and the ACT both at first, you know, rather than pouring all this time and attention into taking the SAT a couple of times. Maybe the ACT is something that feels more comfortable for you to take, you know, so focusing on your strengths and taking that one maybe more than once is a much better maximization and use of your time and energy because you're going to have much more opportunity to be able to do well. Okay, maybe it's just recognizing up front and early that standardized testing really makes you freeze. You know, I worked with a student a couple of years ago where, I mean, she could have taken it 50,000 times. It just was not her thing. Brilliant woman, okay? So guess what that did? That helped us course correct to look at colleges that are part of the fairtest.org group that do not require standardized tests in order to apply. Maybe your plan is that based on what you want to do or your brand or how you want to create it, the path is to go to community college first and then to transfer to a four-year organization, you know, that or educational institution. That's a wonderful way to maximize your college ROI. So all of those things is paying attention, like you said, observing, being present, and also utilizing that to have a plan.
It's so important because, you know, I often say that if we don't, without a vision, the people perish.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so, you know, framing it within a plan helps, like we shared earlier, weed out the unnecessary. Right? My husband is a project manager, and he'll say, is that critical path? And so by having a plan, you kind of see these are the things that must get done, whether it be, like you shared, the SAT, the ACT. Do I really need to take those for the path that I am on, or do I not? So thank you for that clarification. It really helps unmuddy the waters for us in a tremendous way, because when we do have a plan, then we know which road to take. So I think we have a caller online, and so I'm going to go ahead and try and bring them on here real quick, okay? Is that all right with you?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, great. Okay. Area code 314, you are live with Leanne and Myra. Did you have a thought, question, or comment for us today?
No, just listening.
Okay, great. Thank you for being here. Hello there, area code 803. You are live with Myra and Leanne. We would love to hear your thoughts, question, or comment.
Well, I'm impressed with Leanne. I got a chance to meet her this last weekend in Boston, and she was very awesome, very helpful. And so when I saw this invitation to participate, I plugged in, and I'm listening and enjoying myself.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate that. Did you have any thoughts that you would like to share with us today, or are you just enjoying listening mode?
Well, you know, I just wanted to make sure that people realize, because, you know, you were in my workshop after I gave a keynote, and you added spice to the workshop, particularly because you were able to address certain kinds of life issues that other people were having. And sometimes I think it's important that we hear several voices kind of handling the same themes, but maybe helping people reach, you know, everybody hears people differently. And you were very instrumental in making sure that some of the real tricky themes came out pretty straight and clarified, and that's the feedback I got from some other people that were in our group, and I appreciate your style. Remember, you took pictures of my son and had him talk to you about some serious things, which I thought was very very professional and very personal on your part. He's still talking about, this lady had me talk about heavy things. So anyway, I just wanted to thank you.
Oh, well, my goodness. Thank you so very much. And, you know, share with our listeners real quick who it is that is gracing me with all of your wonderful words and who I was able to learn from, Doc. Share with us who you are and how they can get a hold of you if they want to know more about the lovely keynote speaker we had in Boston.
Well, my number is 803. Of course, 917-0862, 803-917-0862. And like you, you know, I'm a certified personal and executive life coach, and I'm also a licensed social worker. And I guess it was Saturday at that final keynote, I talked about the choice of being wretched no more, and that we often pass on to others the things that we won't deal with, and so they end up with it and don't know how to deal with it because it's different from how it got started. And so I talked a little bit about my mother's and the fact that I was born to one woman, and there was a lot of shame with that, so they gave me to her sister, and then her sister became an alcoholic. And I talked about adoption and the fact that I believe that if you're going to adopt someone, you need to be prepared to go into hell, whatever their personal hell is, or whatever your personal hell is, and build heavens. And so you were very receptive and very helpful in the workshop that followed. So Nicholas Cooper Luter, some call me Dr. Nick because I work with a lot of athletes, and also I work with capital trials. We have 40-some people on death row, and I act as expert witness and for them and do their psychosocials. And so I've had a chance to be both with those who are world champions, Olympians and others, world champions, and those facing execution. So it always comes back to relationships, families, and the resources people are allowed to plug into and the beliefs they come away with. So in short, that's some of what I shared. I think you could probably enlighten me, but that's kind of what I tried to say, is that I think my patented statement is experience is the language of the spirit. Even God's love needs to be mediated long enough, strong enough, intentionally, until others are able to embrace it as a reality.
Thank you, Dr. Cooper-Luder. That was just beautiful. I really appreciate you giving us that synopsis. And what a beautiful introduction to the last part of our program today as we're chatting here with Myra. And, you know, what an honor it was to meet you and to, again, hear from you today. So thank you so much for calling in. Absolutely, and sharing with us today. That's a great segue into the next part of our program.
But I'll stay listening.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that. Until next time, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
So, Myra, what a beautiful segue into the U piece of your acronym. Let's jump into the Y, which is you.
Absolutely. And oh my gosh, it is an incredible segue, Leanne, because honestly, how did that feel to hear all those words and those accolades and that description of you? You know, that you, your you, is a culmination of literally all the interconnections of how you live your life and creating a life based on you walking your talk and not based on the shoulds of others. And it was an honor to hear that. And that's what I hope for all the listeners that are students that are out there today, is it's about you. You know, continue to ask questions, even when you're, and I'm talking about like when you're in college, you know, ask questions, take advantage of all opportunities, join clubs, sign up for internships, take as many different classes as you can, volunteer for things that interest you, and really do it from a standpoint of what feels right for you, what you want to do, not maybe what others feel you should, or maybe what, you know, a certain career says you should do, or this is what you should major in because this is how you're going to make money. You know, it's interesting, going back to the middle school talk that I did, I pointed out to these lovely, lovely, lovely kids that there are careers right now that literally didn't exist 10 years ago. So as they're sitting there in middle school, there are going to be careers that they could invent. There are going to be careers that literally didn't even exist, won't even exist now, that will exist later. So back to what we were talking about, how could you even plan for something specific when there could be something brand new? Who would have known 10 years ago that there was going to be a career such as a blogger or an SEO manager or a social media director or an app developer or a sustainability expert or a market research data miner? These are all careers. these are based on a Forbes article from 2012, and these are all the careers that were open to students graduating from college that year that didn't even exist 10 years ago. So
wow.
It really is about continuing to pay attention to you. And that way, when you put together your college list, you won't be putting it together based on dream school, reach school, safety school. Every single college on that list will all be schools that will help you to create your dreams.
Holy cow, how empowering would that be? I mean, I hope our listeners, that what you just shared, Myra, that last sentence, I mean, this entire program has absolutely been more than phenomenal. You've given us such tremendous value and insight on how to really look at an ROI, why it's important, and what is the investment that we want a return on. And, you know, for me, it's much less financially based, you know, the return on investment, than it is that real genuineness and authenticity that can come across as the person who is confidently walking into the life they were created to live. Who are you really? What were you destined and designed to impact this world with? And that's what dreams are made of right there. That's where that magic happens. It's not, like you shared, Myra, it's not the dream school, the reach school, the safety school, the, oh, I know I'll get in here no matter what, so I got to put that on my list. You know, you and I know a lot about the core energy coaching model that IPEC has created. And how catabolic is that response? Just to give a little, you know, seed planting to our listeners to find out more about this coaching process and how it really can benefit you. Because if you're looking at, well, this is my safety school and I better apply there, or this is my quote unquote dream school, I could never, I'm not good enough to get in there, but what the heck, I'll throw my hat in the ring. What kind of energy does that produce? And what kind of motivation does that start or stop for the students that you see, Myra?
Well, you know what? Absolutely. That right there is the whole energy factor of, think about it, when you talked about mentally, emotionally, environmentally, socially, think about filling out an application, a college application, and how much work is involved in it and how much stress and all that. Imagine filling it out from a mindset and a framework of, well, I'm not going to get in here, but, you know, I might as well try, or this is not a school that's going to accept me, but, you know, I want to have at least a couple of reach schools on my list, versus I'm so excited to apply to these schools because every single one of them is going to provide me with an opportunity for me to be expanding on my brand and to further create who I am, what I want to do, and most importantly, fulfill why it's important to me and I want to do it.
Holy cow, what an amazing... Okay, I'm going to re-listen to this and I'm going to tweet that last sentence because I couldn't write fast enough. Myra, you have given us such an amazing tool with this beautiful acronym about BSY, and I love you for jumping in just fully present and wholeheartedly into our radio program today. I hope to have you on again to continue to learn from you and explore more about what this really means to do life on purpose. And thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here today. Please, please share with us any closing thoughts you have. And I know that there are folks out there who are just dying to find out how to get in touch with you, learn more about how they can be more in their college choices and career planning. So give us all of that here before the top of the hour. Holy cow.
I know. Oh, my God. Well, here are my closing thoughts. This was an absolute, as I said, an absolute honor and privilege. I had so much fun. You are amazing. And what an honor for me. I love that caller calling in and being able to just totally, like, reinforce everything that we talked about by you getting his wonderful words and praise and feedback from your fulfilling your passion and being your who, right? I mean, that's it right there. So the pleasure was literally all mine. So thank you. And I'd love for people to reach out for me. So there's a couple of different ways. You can go to my website, which is Coach Myra, CoachMyra.com, CoachMyra.com. You can email me at Myra, M-I-R-A, at CoachMyra.com. I'm also on Facebook. Please like my Facebook page if you want. It's Coach Myra Pathway to College. Or tweet me at Coach Myra Simon. So at CoachMyraSimon. And on my website, I think you can find a downloadable resource guide if you want as well. So feel free to download that.
I love that. Thank you so much, Myra, for that information. And, you know, it really is confirming. You know, you were talking about, I'm just going to segue for a second and thank Dr. Nick for calling in. Please go find Dr. Nick Cooper-Luter on Facebook as well. And, you know, 10 years ago, Myra, there wasn't a coach that I know of in the core energy coaching process that was walking with those whose lives have been impacted by adoption. helping them to navigate the complexities surrounding it. And here I am. Mm-hmm. Who'd have known when I spoke with you 3 years ago that that's where I was going to go and that I would be speaking live, doing workshops, that I would be doing live seminars here in my area, as well as telecoaching programs serving this community. I wouldn't have known that. And so it's very, very confirming that, you know, in my own life. And so for our students, that's what I want to share. What Myra shared is 100% right on, that we don't know what the future holds. But what we do know is we have an opportunity to live life out loud today and to be more today and to embrace every opportunity that comes your way that will help you to realize more of who you are, why you're here, and what is your unique gift that nobody else on this planet can bring. So with that note, I am Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk coach at Legacy Now Lived. You can find me on the web, on Twitter, on Pinterest. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter as well. I encourage you to reach out, type in the Walk Your Talk coach, and you will hopefully find me. If not, let me know. That means my SEO is not very good, and my ROI is not where it could or should be. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart, Myra, for being here. I thank you for all who have tuned in and listened today. And please join me in 2 weeks on the 16th of April when I will be here again with you live on Walk Your Talk with Leanne at Life Coach Radio Network. Until next time, God bless and be well.